So joining me now, I have Thomas Rhett. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.
How was last night? Because, of course, you started in London with Country to Country. Good crowd?
It was great. I really had no idea what to expect because I never played overseas before. So it was amazing to see how many people knew, you know, a bunch of my songs. And they were a really fun crowd.
We love your music over here. I can't believe you haven't played overseas before.
I know.
This is your first time in Ireland.
It is. Yeah. This morning, I got here about 2 hours ago. So I'm adjusting to the town and I'm looking forward to playing tonight and getting to see a little bit of the city later on.
Now, your tour's just finished, the Tangled Up tour. How was that for you?
It was great. You know, it was actually a co-headlining tour between me and Brett Eldridge. And it was the first time that me and Brett had really gone out and played, you know, substantial sized arenas as headliners. So it's a good experience and hopefully we can continue that.
And what about tonight? What can we expect from yourself?
It's just really high energy, really, really loud up tempo music to make you want to dance and sing and hopefully just be crazy.
Well, I imagine the crowd that you have tonight will be a very welcoming one at that.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I know. They're a good bunch. They're a good bunch. It was lively last night, that's for sure.
I heard, yeah.
Now, tell us about the album. You've had some great hits off there.
Yeah.
Die Happy Man has been number one on the Hot Country Song chart now for weeks and weeks and weeks. I can't remember when it wasn't number one.
Yeah, right.
How's your relationship with Sam Hunt doing at the minute? Because you stopped him from getting to the top spot.
Man, I don't know. I feel bad that we're missing Sam. I feel like we're all kind of missing each other on these tours. But, you know, I haven't talked to Sam, honestly, but if I see him next time, I'll be sure and apologize.
Are you going to apologize or just
probably
rub his face in it?
I might rub his face in it, yeah.
Because everything else of his has gone straight there.
Oh,
but
I know
you
it.
Definitely stopped him this time around. Now, let's talk a little bit about your background. Obviously, your dad, a great songwriter and singer himself. What did you learn from your dad?
I mean, a lot. You know, growing up in a family that you know, where your dad was a country singer is definitely different than a lot of kids. Where most kids were going to Disney World, I was hopping on a bus and like traveling with him to some random festival in Wisconsin or Iowa. So,
do you think you missed out on anything then?
No, I don't. You know, I mean, I got to do the same stuff most kids did, except for, you know, when I got to tour with him, it was a little bit different of a scenario. But, you know, I feel like I learned how to write songs from my dad. I feel like I learned how to entertain a crowd from my dad. He's one of the most talented, entertaining people that I know. So I feel like a lot of that rubbed off on me.
Yeah, you've written some great songs yourself and for other people as well. Have you got a favorite?
Probably this song I wrote for Florida Georgia Line called Around Here. It was a song I wrote that I thought I was going to cut on my record and then never did. I think more so, I mean, I love the song, but more so than that, it was my first number one song that I ever had as a songwriter, and it was pretty much responsible for helping me buy my first house, so
oh, really?
I owe a lot to that song.
Nice, nice. Yeah. We've heard the story that your wife certainly had a hand in you writing Die Happy Man.
She did, yeah. She, I think we had just gotten to a point where, you know, I was making songs for the second record, and we didn't really have a whole lot of love tunes on there at that point. And Lauren was like, we've been married for like 3 years, and you don't talk about love in any of these songs. And so that next weekend, I went on the road, and the first song we wrote was Die Happy Man. And
has she ever said, I told you so?
Oh, she, every day. And people always ask me, like, do you just get constant brownie points for that song? And I was like, yeah, the first day I wrote it. But then after that, it was like, you know how it goes. But, you know, I never knew that song would be as big as it was. But I'm so happy that a song that's so personal like that has become so successful.
Yeah. When you talk in the lyrics, you talk about seeing the Northern Lights or not seeing the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Have you got a bucket list yourself of things that you want to do?
Yeah, I definitely do. And I feel like I knocked a couple of them out on this trip. I got to see the Eiffel Tower. I got to go, you know, go see Paris. And we just love to travel together, honestly. We want to go to Australia. We know we want to do that. We want to cage dive with sharks. We do want to see the Northern Lights one day.
Well, if you ever come to Northern Ireland, you stand a chance. There was a night last week, and it was called out to our back garden. Kirsty, come here. Look at that! And straight away, your song came into my head as I'm standing there looking at the Northern Lights, which was just bizarre. But you never know. Maybe
you never
see
know.
Them.
And I think that's the thing with that is like you got to be in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah.
So,
with the right weather conditions. Right. It's definitely cold enough up there at the minute. So,
You know, musically, I just want to continue to push myself. I just want to be an artist that every record I put out, you know, my fans are really surprised at. And I can't believe he put that on this record, or I can't believe he wrote a song that sounded like that, or I can't believe he collaborated with that person. I just want to continue to do things that take me out of my comfort zone. And just, you know, continue to be a fresh artist, I think, is where I want to, you know, eventually wind up. You know, looking back 20 years down the road, I'd like to say that about myself.
You're talking about collaborations. Is there anybody that, you know, you just right up there that you would love to work with?
You know, man, for the longest time, I wanted to work with Justin Timberlake, and then Chris and Justin did that thing. So I was like, I gotta go find a new one. I don't know, Bruno Mars would be pretty incredible to be able to work with.
I was gonna ask you about Bruno because you're a big fan of his.
I'm a huge fan. You know, I think just the fact that Bruno is somewhat you know, he can put so many different kinds of songs out, and that it all just somehow works. He's just such a multi-versatile artist, and if I could just have a little bit of the swag that he has, I feel like I'd be in a different direction. So
you have covered some of his tracks.
I have, yeah. When I Was Your Man, we did a little piano version of it, which was a lot of fun to do. I love being able to take songs that I love from different genres and put my own spin on them. So
we have played that track actually in Downtown Country, and it's gone down really well.
That's awesome.
So
very cool.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. It may be a more intimate gig tonight, maybe not as many here, but does that bother you in any way? I know we were talking to Eric Church yesterday, and he quite enjoys playing to a smaller crowd.
I do. I love playing to smaller crowds. You know, I mean, I love playing to big crowds too, because obviously the more people you can play for, that's the more people that potentially could become a fan of you. But there is something about, you know, spots that are like, you know, 2,000 to 5,000 seats that you can actually see the back of the arena and you can see people's faces. I love being able to just take in an entire crowd rather than just like looking off into space. I don't even know who I'm looking at. You just know you're looking into a nosebleed section. But I kind of got chills walking through that room in there. It looks really, really intimate, and to know that a lot of great music was played here last night too. We just have to continue that trend.
It certainly was, and there's a great lineup tonight. Of course, yourself, Ashley Monroe kicks off first off, then yourself, Dwight Yoakam after that, and then finishing Miranda Lambert. Next up, though, for you will be Glasgow.
Yes, ma'am.
The final night.
Yeah.
So what time do you have to leave at? So will you be leaving tonight or flying out in the morning?
The band leaves tonight, but I think our flight's like 8 o'clock in the morning or something like that to try to get over there. So
you maybe get to see a little bit of Dublin.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
At the minute, we've got the Six Nations game playing. Ireland are playing Italy, and the last score I saw, Ireland were winning. So I would guarantee there'll be a good atmosphere
in the
city.
So people have already been partying a little bit, is what you're saying.
I would say so. I'd say there'll be a good atmosphere here tonight.
Perfect.
Well, listen, thank you so much for chatting to us. Really appreciate it.
Yes,
and will there be a new album? I know Tangled Up is pretty new, but
yeah.
When do you see another album
coming? You know, we put Tangled Up out in September in America, and then I'm already writing a ton for the new album. So
good.
For some reason, these things just take forever, you know, as far as getting artwork together and trying to get a release date and all that kind of stuff. But I'd love to put out music as much as I possibly can.
One thing I want to ask you about, and I forgot, Nashville. I believe you've been signed to appear in one of the episodes.
Supposedly, yes.
Is that a maybe then?
It's a maybe, yeah.
Do you watch the show?
I do watch the show.
I've got to say, I got sucked in this season.
It's good. It's a really, really great representation of the town. You know, and coming from somebody that lives there, obviously, is a cool thing.
Excellent. Well, listen, best of luck with everything that you do, and hopefully we'll get to see you soon. Looking forward to tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.